The city of Tulsa takes a big step in the healing process from its tragic history. Relief is on the way for ranchers impacted by extreme weather, and a weather alert system is down this week. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, June 3rd. I'm Deborah Ashar. A landmark $105 million reparations package will address the lasting impacts of the Tulsa race massacre. Sierra Pfeiffer reports on the announcement from Tulsa Mayor Monroe Nichols.
Nichols is Tulsa's first black mayor, and he unveiled the city's new initiative on the 104th anniversary of the massacre.
We've worked to recognize and remember, but now it's time to take the next big steps to restore.
Despite being more than a century later, Nichols says Tulsa's Greenwood District and its residents are still suffering from the 1921 racially targeted attack. His Greenwood Trust will fund housing for descendants, restore community buildings, support local businesses, and fund scholarships.
Imagine a city without the massacre. Imagine if Greenwood would have continued to thrive uninterrupted.
The City Trust will gather private charitable donations over the next year. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
In an effort to promote transparency, the city also announced it is releasing 45,000 pages of records related to the massacre on its website. To read more, visit kgou.org. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced $1 billion in disaster assistance for ranchers. Anna Pope reports the funding comes from the Emergency Livestock Relief Program.
The aid is to cover grazing losses from drought and wildfire events in 2023 and 2024. In Oklahoma, wildfires scorched thousands of acres in 2024 alone. Department officials say they will use existing data from a different program, the Livestock Forage Disaster Program, to expedite payment calculations and relief. Payments are automatically issued to producers whose applications are approved for the disaster program for 2023 or 2024. Later this summer, officials say the department will open more funding for other assistance, including recent flooding events. I'm Anna Pope.
The city of Norman is moving forward with a plan to address chronic homelessness and the lack of affordable housing. We get details from KGOU's Hannah France.
The Norman City Council approved a $400,000 purchase of land to develop at least 12 units of permanent supportive housing, which includes wraparound case management services to residents. The 1.8-acre parcel of land is located on Triad Village Drive near Thunderbird Clubhouse, a nonprofit organization that supports adults with mental illnesses. The report from city staff notes it is also in close proximity to a bus stop and a grocery store. The funding comes from a more than $1.5 million allocation the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development gave the city in 2021 for a new grant called the Home Investment Partnerships Grant American Relief Plan. Those funds were required to be obligated by September of next year and expanded by 2030. I'm Hannah France.
If you rely on NOAA Weather Radio as your primary means to receive weather warnings, you'll need to find an alternate method over the next few days. KGOU's Audrey McClure reports the weather radio is off air through Thursday due to a software update.
The National Weather Service in Norman announced the news on social media Monday. The outage affects transmitters in 13 areas, including Oklahoma City. Meteorologist Max Ungar with NWS says the update involves maintenance to the Advanced Weather Interactive Processing System, or AWIPS, which helps forecasters make accurate weather predictions. During the outage, there are chances for severe thunderstorms. The NWS advises citizens to have multiple means of receiving updates and warnings, such as local television news, weather apps, or NOAA's website at weather.gov. I'm Audrey McClure.
As always, you can get the latest information during severe weather by listening to KGOU. We provide live coverage from our partner, KOCO5, anytime life-threatening storms are in our listening area. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org. I'm Deborah Shar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.